now another thrilling adventure from the waterlogged adventure book of Big Dan Freighter.
Hey, it's like grandparents' station around here.
His curious sidekick, Dutch the Swede Anacrombie.
Busy day at the old telephone.
And the always helpful Millie Healy, town librarian.
This woman doesn't have any particulars.
This week's episode, Big Dan Freighter in Sorry, Right Number. One day on Big Dan Freighter's boat, the Gallinatia, as he and his sidekicks Dutch the Swede, Anacrombie, and Millie Healy, town librarian, wrap up another adventure...
I'll get it. Hope it's not another adventure. We barely stopped having the one we just had.
I'm still having it.
Oh, Millie.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Big Dan Freighter?
No, did you want Big Dan?
Yes, please hurry.
Whom shall I say is calling, please?
Oh, he doesn't know me.
Big Dan, it's for you. Someone named Naomi.
I don't know a Naomi. Hello, Naomi?
No, this isn't Naomi.
Dutch, this isn't Naomi.
Oh, sorry, Big Dan. Hi, listen, I'm sorry. You must have the wrong number. Okay, take care now.
No, please, it's...
Wait, was she Naomi or calling for Naomi?
You know, she did not specify.
That's strange. You'd think she'd know one way or the other.
Busy day at the old telephone.
Oh, I'll get this one. Hello?
Hello, could I speak to Big Dan Freighter, please?
Sure, who's calling, please?
He doesn't know me. My name wouldn't mean anything.
Big Dan, do you know anyone whose name doesn't mean anything?
Well, there was an old girlfriend of mine named Zeka Slock. She once told me her name had no meaning in any language. Hello, Zeka.
No, this isn't Zeka.
Oh, sorry. No, Millie, it's not her.
Oh, sorry, miss. You must have the wrong number.
No, wait, please. You don't understand.
Now we can get back to the work at hand.
Hey, is all work at hand, basically, or is some of it not at hand?
Well, it depends what business you're in.
Hey, it's like grandparents' station around here.
I'll get this one. Hello?
Big Dan Freighter, please. It's very, very important.
Certainly. Whom shall I say is calling, please?
I told you he really doesn't know me.
Big Dan, this time it really is Naomi.
Oh, great. Hi, Naomi.
This is not Naomi. I told you.
Oh. Well, could you put Naomi back on the phone, please?
No. No, actually, I cannot.
Has something happened to Naomi? Is she all right?
There is no Naomi.
Really? How odd, since she called just moments ago.
What happened to Naomi?
I don't know yet, Millie.
Please, please, Big Dan, I'm in trouble and I need your help now.
Oh, for gosh sakes, why didn't you say so in the first place? What's the trouble, miss?
I think there's someone in the house.
All right, slow down, miss. Now, which house are we talking about exactly?
The one I'm in.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let Dutch take your information. Here, Dutch, take down her particulars while I go up to the pilot house and rev up the boat engine.
You got it, Big Dan. Hi, miss. Do you have any particulars?
What?
Do you have any particulars?
What are you trying to say?
Here, Dutch, let me talk to her. Sorry about that, miss.
That's okay.
Now, do you have any particulars?
What in God's name are you talking about?
Big Dan's back.
Big Dan, this woman doesn't have any particulars.
What? What are you talking about? What kind of person are we dealing with here? Hello, miss, do you have a name and address and stuff like that?
Oh.
Yes, my name is Joam Slota Gameshoe.
Joam Slota Gameshoe. Dutch, write that down.
I'm on it.
And I live at 2830 East Bent End Left.
2830 East Bent End Left.
2830 East Bent End Left.
Please, you've got to hurry.
All right, now we will, Joam, we will. Joam, this next question is very important, so listen carefully. Joam, do you live on the water or right beside a dock of any sort?
No, I don't.
Dutch, could you go turn off the boat engine?
Sure thing, Big Dan.
Joam, we'll be there in a flash, so I want you to just hang on and try to remain calm. Millie, can you talk to her while I go hail a cab?
A cab? What?
Sure thing, Big Dan.
You're getting a cab?
Joam, listen to me. You must try really hard not to panic. Panic is your worst enemy right now. It's worse than a dinosaur. I'll be right back, Millie.
Joam? Hi, Joam. It's me, Millie Healy, town librarian.
Yes, hey, I'm still here.
So, how are you?
What?
How you doing? Is everything good?
No. What? No. Everything is not good. There is someone in the house with me right now. I can hear them. Do you understand?
Oh, I know it's terrible. I just meant besides that.
What? Besides that? Really?
Well, that can't be all that's going on in your life. Married? Boyfriend?
There is someone in my house. In my house. They might want to kill me. Kill me!
I know, I know. Sometimes it's hard to see the bright side when you're in the middle of it.
Bright side? There's a bright side?
Hi, Big Dan. She's really upset. Okay, sweetie, listen, I gotta go. Big Dan's back. You hang in there, okay? Help's on the way. Love you.
Thanks, Millie.
Why did I say that? I don't even know her.
Joam, is that you?
Who the hell else would it be?
Okay, Joam, I know you're upset, Joam, but please remain calm.
Can't you just come over here, please? Can't you?
It's not as easy as that, Joam. I wish it was. Joam, listen. Joam, I could not find a cab outside.
Couldn't find a cab?
Joam, listen, Joam. I'm going to need you to be strong. I need you to hang up the phone so I can call a cab. Oh, hi, Dutch.
Hi, Big Dan.
What? What? Big Dan?
Can you please hang up the phone so I can call a cab?
Are you kidding me there, Big Dan, old Big Danny?
No, I never kid about things like this.
She's very serious.
I know.
No? No. I am not hanging up this phone. I need someone on this phone. I need it. I do.
Dutch, you want to try hailing a cab?
Well, if you couldn't, Big Dan, I'm not sure I'd have any better luck. Besides, New Garden Hope City only has one cab. They might have a fare.
They might have a fare? They might have a fare?
Joam, you're your own worst enemy right now. Seriously. Except for the guy in your house.
I need help. Just come over here.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's that address again?
2830 East Bent End Left.
Oh, for crying out loud, that's like three houses away. Joam, I thought you weren't on the water.
I'm not. I'm like three houses away.
Dutch, quick, run up there now while I keep Joam on the phone.
Right, Big Dan.
Help is on the way, Joam. Help that only comes from years of... the kind you can't... the help that only someone who... look, really, really good help.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Big Dan. I am so relieved. Oh, thank heavens.
All right, now, listen... we're not out of the woods yet. Joam, can you hear the intruder now?
Yes, yes. I hear him walking around downstairs quietly, like he doesn't want to make any noise or wake me.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't. Sounds like burglar M.O., Millie.
Ask what he's wearing.
How would she know what he's wearing? He's downstairs.
Burglars wear all dark clothes. They're always in dark clothes. I'm not even sure why.
Never mind that. Joam, this is important, Joam. Do you know if your door's unlocked?
Oh, I don't know. I can't think. I'm so scared.
Breathe. Just breathe.
Yes. Yes, it is unlocked. I leave it unlocked for my husband who comes home around this time.
Great. That's great, Joan.
Thank heavens.
Dutch can get in, so he'll be there any second. You'll hear him come in your front door.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Wait a second. Joan?
I'm here, Big Dan.
Joan, you say your husband comes home around this time?
Yes. He works nights, always gets home around this time. Oh, I just heard the door open. Someone's coming in.
That would be Dutch. Joam, was your husband not yet home when you called us? You know, when you heard the intruder?
That's right. He hadn't arrived yet. Oh, now I hear angry words and a struggle. They're fighting down there.
Hang up the phone.
Should I just...
hang up the phone.
All right, okay.
Just tell her,
Well, they'll straighten it out.
They will. Probably have a good laugh later.
Oh, it is quite a brawl down there. My gosh. Hello? Hello, Big Dan? Big Dan, are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Join us next time for another exciting episode in the Adventures of Big Dan Freighter.
The Adventures of Big Dan Freighter podcast is executive produced and written by Larry Blaumeyer and produced by Brian Howe, Allison Martin, and Dan Conroy. This episode was produced and directed by Brian Howe, co-produced by Paul Fay, and engineered by Daniel Stewart. Many thanks go to Stephen Nybert at Imperium 7 Talent Agency for his counsel, his wisdom, and that initial push. Thanks also to freesound.org, soundj.com, soundbible.com, and the folks at freesfx.co.uk for their excellent archives. Tens of thousands of thanks to Paul Fay and the whole gang at Worldwide Radio for letting the inmates run amok in the sound booth. The cast for this episode featured
Phil Proctor,
Brian Howe,
Allison Martin,
Dan Conroy,
with special guest
Jennifer Blair.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, let us know at the Adventures of Big Dan Freighter Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Dan Freighter.
Podcast by
Worldwide Radio.